It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
John Anderson, would you catch a falling star on 103.9, 98.5? It's, excuse me, mybigradio.com. I'm old. I belch a little bit.
Give me a break. Okay. I'll give you a break.
Oh, man. I covered my mouth.
Yeah, you did, thankfully.
Hey, good morning, Cody.
Good morning.
Cody Howard, director, executive director, Mission Texarkana. That's the feeds our most vulnerable population here in our community. Church under the bridge. This coronavirus stuff. Some changes are having to be made. So we're glad you could stop by.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Maybe share with us a little bit what's happening downtown.
How are things going down there?
Yeah. Well, our people are just learning about this, a lot of them, because they don't have access to our pocket news media.
Yeah, he asked the other day if anybody told the Amish.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we need to make sure those guys know because they may be in danger.
That's right.
If the end comes, what are they going to do if the toilet paper runs out?
Yeah, that's the toilet paper.
Yeah, I don't know. But no, our people are just finding this out within the last 2 weeks. A big deal with our folks is education. Because they don't know. They're not keeping up with news. They're living day to day. Mm-hmm. You know, most of us don't understand that mindset. They live day to day and survive. So even when they do find out, they're like, oh, okay, life moves on.
Yeah, next thing.
Yeah, next. And so we've implemented a few weeks ago social distancing between them. There's no really good way to enforce that with the homeless community, except for we're feeding meals to go, protecting our volunteers, our staff, sending the meals to go so the people aren't sitting together, and we're telling them to go back to their tents, their alleys, their abandoned buildings, behind the liquor store, wherever they go, and enjoy their meal instead of congregating. Well,
but I do want to, and it's very important to point out that it's not just, you know, the homeless that are on the streets. You also feed the residents of Randy Sam's. Sure. You feed the residents of Salvation Army. All the shelters.
We all work together.
Or those people y'all talked about over and over again that you call food insecure.
Food
when
yes,
the end of the month comes, you didn't get the money.
Yes.
That's all the neighborhoods around there. Rose Hill, there's a large population downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're talking around Wadley Hospital, not all that.
There's
area
a large
there.
Impoverished
population. They come to the Mission to eat. They depend on that for breakfast, lunch.
A lot of people, when they drive downtown and they see people walking on the street, they assume homeless person.
Right.
But just public announcement, right? Like when you see people walking downtown that look homeless, 99 times out of 100, they're from the neighborhood. Across
nearby,
yeah,
and
nearby.
They're having to walk to
and
get,
they're walking somewhere to obtain resources. Yeah. So,
and you and I both see people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They're walking not only to grab something to eat, but they need to get to the library because you can't even apply at Burger King unless you're online. You have to do it digitally.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they use the library, and they are the job search is tough for anybody.
Yeah.
Even tougher.
Yeah. With your change a little bit where you're feeding on the go, to go, or whatever, instead of inside, is there things that you need donated that would help especially right now or anything like that?
Yes. Money's number one, always. I don't think that'll ever change.
Right.
You know, because
with money, you can get what's needed
specifically. What's needed. We can respond to needs. Now, Pop Top. Cans, even if it's a can of green beans that you can pull the top off of, right now it's important.
Mm-hmm.
We're feeding all things to go, and that stuff's more expensive. We know that, right? Anything that you make more convenient, they're going to charge you more.
Absolutely.
For. But like boxes of frozen corn dogs, boxes of frozen chicken nuggets, things like that we can throw in the oven and then put in Ziploc bags to send with our folks. That's huge right now.
Chef Boyardee, cans of tuna, chicken, crackers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we're not talking about real fancy stuff. Right. Just something that can last.
Something they can eat.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And bottled water. Bottled water
is gosh.
Always an issue.
Yeah.
And then with the water thing the other day, of it.
Right. And we don't want our people, you know, now we don't have a huge portion of our population that will drink out of a creek. That's, you know, but there are some, you know, and we always have to warn them. like, look, Swamp Poodle is not the one you want, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so I don't know, just bottled water, and then just, man, food and money. We don't need any volunteers right now.
That's right. We don't want to put anybody in jeopardy.
No, we have a lot of people who, and bless their heart, they want to respond, right, to this emergency and help. But I've sent everybody home under 60 in a higher, like, risk factor range, because we want to protect everybody, you know.
That's right.
So if I don't protect my own people, I can't protect my community. So
sure,
that's the way to do it. Mm-hmm. Stick around with us for a few minutes. We'll do another break.
Mm-hmm.
103.9 and 98.5 is mypigradio.com. And Cody Howard with us. Church Under the Bridge has been affected from the coronavirus only because of the CDC guidelines.
Yeah, you know, we want to obey the authorities above us, you know. That's in Romans 13, if you're wondering.
I knew he was going to.
Yes. So there you go. We're subject.
That's my preacher.
I know. Yes. I knew.
And it is a hard job.
Yeah. being your preacher.
Yes, but.
Hey, man.
Yeah, let me tell you a story. No.
Oh, go ahead.
No. So we obey the governing authorities placed over us. Yeah. And I do, you know, it's important for the general public to know, thinking about Church Under the Bridge, don't feel sorry for us, because I'm not like, we're different from every other church in the fact that I eat breakfast and lunch with my congregation every day of the week. And so church discipline, encouragement, prayer, like, we're doing that all week long.
You're ministering.
So we're just missing
anyway,
like one more day a week. So still 5 days a week, like, you can consider, like, I'm out there encouraging.
All you're missing is the formal get.
Well, and that's just the thing. So keep in mind, at Mission Texarkana, serving, it's to go from the concession trailer set up out front of Mission Texarkana.
That's right.
But with Church Under the Bridge, gonna take a month.
No, we're going to take the 8 weeks. The CDC said 8 weeks.
Take the full 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, he's ministering to them anyway. And when they say, okay, it's okay, then you go back to
we won't lose anyone.
And that's just the thing. I mean, Church Under the Bridge meeting on Saturday is a good opportunity for all of us to come together at one time to where Cody is out. Cody and Elena and the volunteers downtown are out every day and visiting with people and spreading the gospel and helping.
Right.
And really doing something where the rubber meets the road, right?
Well, let me ask you that.
They're out there all the time ministering. Uh-huh. I like Church Under the Bridge on Saturdays because that gives everybody else a chance that has a regular Sunday.
That's what it feels like, right?
Because
you are now entering our world where we've been at this, like, all week long.
Right.
You come in for a moment.
Right, on Saturday, come in and let's sing some songs together and
hear a message.
And to me, this has stood out. I don't think I've ever even told you this, but to me, when I see these visiting churches come down there, you can see the joy that they get.
Oh,
from it, you know.
We're all blessed.
Somebody may have the idea that it's, oh, you know, bless their hearts. Oh, it's.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they love the Lord and they're happy to be there and they're in song. And it's just, it's a.
Almost on a weekly. On a weekly basis, when groups come down
and when this,
to serve, they say, hey, we came down here to serve and to bless people, and we were the ones that ended up getting blessed.
And so I really, this is going to pass.
Yes.
This is going to pass. We're going to be okay. And when this is over, I want to hear with the pastor, invite everybody.
Yep.
Come check out what Church Under the Bridge is.
Yeah.
All right. So we got a little bit of time.
Okay. I just want to ask you with the bottled water, because you talking about how important that is.
Mm-hmm. We need the donations.
So they're not drinking out of the homeless are not drinking where they shouldn't be drinking.
The library is closed.
Yeah,
so many resources are closed.
And with all this run on bottled water where you can't hardly find, are you having a problem with your bottled water supply?
Not yet.
Okay.
But will be.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because it's all being hoarded. Either you go to a store, you can't get it.
Yeah, that hasn't rolled down the hill yet, but I expect to meet it soon.
Okay.
So stop
you really
hoarding
need,
bottled
please
water.
Stop, and
there will be more.
And if you got extra take it down there to the, because you're about to have a problem.
Right. Sure. Water is what we call a renewable resource in elementary school. Right.
In fact, if you will bring me your empty plastic water bottles, I'll fill them up from the tap. We'll sell them for 50 cents a piece and split it with you.
There you go.
But, how's that work?
Hey, done. Give the money to the mission.
The tap's good. The tap, one, you can drink out of the tap again.
Yeah. Now, Cody, I want to thank you. We only got two bags left. We're gonna have to get back to roasting our beans. But man, we have been selling the Two Old Men and a Dog coffee.
Yeah,
once people have it, they keep coming back.
Can't. Once you have it, you can't drink anything off the shelf.
That's right. It's true.
It's kind of like Lay's potato chips. You just can't have one. You got to keep having some more Two Old Men. Yep. Dog coffee.
That's right.
But Mission Texarkana, so much for our community. If you haven't been down there or know about it, educate yourself. Look for them online. That's a good way to follow Church Under the Bridge, too.
Yeah, Facebook page is the best way. We keep everything updated.
All right. Cody, thank you. If there's anything we can do, we're going to keep hitting the fact that we need more donations, pop-top canned goods, water.
Mm-hmm.
Things like this.
Kids are out of school.
Mm-hmm. Anything that could help with these kids' lunches, we'd sure appreciate that. I know some schools are delivering, but mm-hmm. once spring break hits, that stops. So
yeah, plus don't cover everybody. They can't.
Never do. All right, thanks for coming up here, Cody. Right,
no
we
problem.
Appreciate it. We're
no
all
problem.
Gonna dance around and sing this here song now. Johnny Duncan.
Let's do
slow
it.
Slow dancing.
Okay.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog Morning Show Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Order yours today at mypigradio.com. And be sure to wake up every morning, Monday through Friday, for Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog to stay up to date on what's going on in our community.